Yo, what's up, everybody? Long time no see. Seriously, it has been a hot minute since we've done this podcast. Alisa is here. What's up, Alisa?
It's been 7 months since we recorded an episode or done anything with the podcast.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back. And I mean that genuinely. It feels really good to be in front of the microphone and being able to talk about video games.
Yeah, I've stepped away from podcasting a lot last year. We both have, I mean, in a way. Like, I did my thing on Twitch, and it kind of just fizzled out. But, like,
yeah,
you know, it's nice to be here and not have to be in front of a camera and not have worry about people listening to you live. And I love that part.
Same here.
So to catch up on things, I know go ahead.
Oh, and then just for me personally, like, I don't want to get into it, Jeremy. You know the story, but I don't want to get into it. But I haven't been having a good personal life lately, and just a lot of things have happened, and I didn't play video games for a while, and so that's just simply why I wasn't podcasting or doing anything. It's because I just was literally depressed and haven't been doing anything, even entertainment wise, for quite some time. But it's 2024. We just we're 32 now, and it's the year of the dragon, Jeremy, and things are different.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So the last time we recorded was probably after we both came back from Japan last spring.
Yeah,
was it the last time?
The last time we recorded was May.
Oh my God. Okay. So if you're listening now, you probably realize it's been more than seven months.
I can't do math. It's been ten months. It's been 10 months, Jeremy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're listening to this episode right now, you'll probably see that episodes 4 and 5 just got released. There was some back end debacle that we got figured out.
Yeah.
So there were actually 2 episodes we had in the back burner that just didn't get released yet.
Yes.
But those are out now. If you're listening to this sequentially, you'll know that that this is the 5th episode.
Yes.
So happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. Happy belated birthday, Alisa.
Happy belated birthday, Jeremy. Thank you. Labor Day as well. What other holidays did we miss?
Happy MLK Day. Happy President's Day.
Yes. Exactly.
Quickly recap something big that happened last year was that I went to Japan for a second time, and I mentioned that in May that I'd be going back, and I went in September and October last year. It was really hot and it was really nice, a great time. I can go into that on another podcast. I don't want to do it here because there's a lot to catch up on.
Totally.
Somehow, some way, this year, I'm also going back to Japan 2 times.
For the record, no one's surprised, Jeremy. you're saying this like this is new.
Right, like some insert surprise Pikachu face, you know, it's just like, well, he's going back to Japan twice. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Exactly. I'll be going in July and then another time in September and October.
That's great.
So, I will go into more details once I go on those trips and come back.
Yes.
But for now, that's on the agenda.
Yep. And we're running a quick podcast today because, we're really starting new with Rest here, but also just... just after this podcast break coming together, because we're in the middle of our work day recording this, like old times, talking about Yakuza, which we're about to do in like 5 minutes.
Shout out to 2017, shout out to Yakuza 0, shout out to our old job, also fuck that old job, but also shout out to all the people that annoyed us and came into the room when we were recording.
But
shout out to Donnie,
yeah, he one of our great friends and old co-workers from that same job. But we're back in it. And then an update from my end, I literally have no updates from 2022 because that was just 2023 because that was just a bad year. Like that was actually just personally a bad year. But this year is good. I am going to New Orleans in May, and that's the only update I have so far. But everything's been okay so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I'm going on top of those 2 Japan trips. I'm going to LA twice, once for a birthday thing. Another, the second time will be for a music festival, Head in the Clouds. And I'm also going, to six there. Weddings this year.
You're going to the New York one or the LA one?
No, I'm going to LA.
Okay, got LA. It.
Yeah. Don't know the lineup yet, but still want to go.
No, it'll be good. The New York lineup looked really nice, so I'm assuming it's more or less that same one for LA.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also have six weddings to go to this year, so I'm not looking forward to
all of your PTO travel. On weddings.
Oh God, yeah. I'm a groomsman for one, so I had to block out a day for rehearsal stuff, and I'm just like,
oh boy. Oh, so how many of them are you the best or in the bridal party?
Just one, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep. But those are my big life updates. Great. I will keep you guys updated as they happen and go along, and yeah, should be a good time.
Exactly.
Should be a real good time.
Exactly. We're back at it.
Yeah, we're back at it. So, hello, everybody. We're not dead. We don't have beef. Again, we don't have beef.
We've never, ever had beef in our whole time recording this, for the record.
The only beef we've had was at that Shabu Shabu place with Donnie.
Exactly. Exactly.
yeah. So, we're back. We're going to try to record as much as we can. But again, you know,
yes.
You know our lives. Elisa went through a lot last year. I was busy. We're both busy this year. Our jobs take up a lot of our lives. Our personal lives take up a lot of our lives. So, you know, this, like I keep saying, this went from a weekly podcast to a whenever we can. So please don't expect any, you know, big episode drops every week or every month. But we're going to try our best to make sure we give out content for you guys, especially if there's like something big going on.
Exactly. And to start off, well, we'll start off with let's start off with the games that aren't Infinite Wealth. I'm playing Tekken 8. Tekken 8 is a good time. You know what's funny, Jeremy? Because of a lot of the new mechanics in gameplay with Tekken, I had this revelation that wow, I don't know if I'm good at Tekken anymore.
Okay. Okay.
And part of that is just because there's so many different mechanics that have been added ever since Tekken 7. Like, for example, there's a new heat mode, which feels a lot like Yakuza, and like in a literal, when your heat bar is up, you can do more things, it's like called the heat engager, and you can do heat bursts and all of these things, and I'm trying. The best way I could do this is I'm trying, Jeremy. I'm trying to, I've played a few online battles, and I'm not gonna lie, because I've only played Tekken for maybe 2 weeks, I'm still kind of confused, and I don't know how the best strategy to employ these heat actions yet in my combos, but okay. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. I assume that you're better than me at any fighting game, so I'm not going to challenge that at all.
Fair,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, I feel like you're giving yourself a hard time, and you got this. It just takes time. You know, practice makes perfect. But also, you know, age, like, we're both getting older, and our reflexes aren't as fast, but we like to think that they are. So, totally understand if, you know, you feel like there isn't as much of an edge as you had when you were younger.
Mm-hmm. This is very true.
Hey, you know. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that sounds fun. Tekken has always, fighting games in general have always been like a staple in your life, in your gaming sphere.
It is so it's my staple fighting game for sure.
and I appreciate the updates from you on it, because I don't play any fighting games.
Yeah.
And so you're my plug into the fighting game world.
You can live vicariously through me.
I love it. Yes. I love to.
But that's all.
I don't play them and I don't touch it.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's all I got right now. The exciting thing with Tekken 8 is I get to play with Jun Kazama, who was a character we all thought was dead. And she's back. You know why?
Uh-huh.
Who knows, Jeremy? Who knows? It's because we killed off Heihachi and we needed to bring back another character. But, you know, I like June, so it's fine. That's it.
Right?
That's it.
it's anime roles.
It's
like
anime,
you're not actually
yes.
dead.
Exactly.
Even if they see you die on screen, you're not. You're still kind of gonna come back, just like Fast and Furious. You
just
know?
Like Naruto. I got to a plot twist in Shippuden recently that's blowing my mind. Even though I thought we visibly saw this kid die, and it turns out he never fucking died, and I don't know what to do with myself right now. Even though it was clear as day to me this in the flashback filler that this guy clearly died. I just...
Right.
Yeah, and if anyone who's watched the Shippuden, if you read between the lines, you know who I'm talking about. Anyways, that's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got it.
Yes.
On my end, I'm playing Helldivers 2. It is the hot commodity right now.
How is that?
There was a... You know... It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There is a medium learning curve, I want to say, because there, like it's not easy to play the game. There's a lot of commands and a lot of things to learn about. There's a lot of phrases and words, like stratagems. If you say that, you're like, "What the fuck is that?" But in the game, it's a way to call down weapons or like bombs and lasers and things from your ship to kill bugs and robots or whatever you're fighting against. To give some context to Helldivers 2 is a co-op PvE shooter where you're defending Earth in the far future. It's called Super Earth. And the game is very much a militaristic shooter with the narrative being that you're a soldier in this fight for democracy.
Yes.
And there's all these like propaganda-esque things. Like you can name your ship a very propaganda-esque name. For example, mine's named Father of the People because I thought it'd be funny. There's like phrases that your character yells out in battle, like for democracy and things like that, because like you're trying to fight for Earth, Super Earth. And you know, it's all a satire with the militaristic like mindset and, that culture. So I think it's really fun and funny. And there's these two factions in the game right now. I think there's going to be a third and maybe a fourth. The two factions are, there's the Terminids, which are bugs. And then there are the automatons, which are robots.
Hmm.
And they're attacking you from both sides. In the middle of the star map is Super Earth, which is just Earth in the future where everyone's united. And then on either side are these two factions slowly getting closer to Super Earth in the game. And so your job and the rest of everyone else's job is to make sure that these factions do not invade Super Earth. And the only way to do that is if you keep playing the game. So when the game launched, it became extremely popular.
It
so
did.
Much so popular that 2 weeks after it launched, the servers went down immediately for a whole weekend. President's Day weekend. Like, nobody could play. Like, everyone was just like, wow, I can't play. I can't log on. People would, like, wait for 2 hours in a queue just to play Helldivers 2. And I don't blame them. It's a fun game. I don't find myself addicted just yet because I want to keep playing and getting better. But I see where a lot of the gameplay lies, where it can become addictive. It's a lot of teamwork. Team play, a lot of strategy, a lot of just fun overall shooter aspects, because it's a third-person shooter where the first game was actually a top-down isometric shooter. One of the big things about this game, too, is that there's friendly fire, so if you accidentally kill your teammate or if your teammate dies from, like, your bombs that you call in, then you kind of have to waste a life to get them back. And you have a set limited number of lives, too. That you can use harder difficulties. You have less lives. There's different cosmetics. They have a battle pass in the game, which is really cool. Because you can actually unlock the battle pass without having to spend real money. You actually earn in-game currency to put towards the battle pass. So it's great. So you don't have to spend anything. You can just play the game over and over again and get a bunch of in-game money and use it for in-game things without having to spend real money. I was like, yo, that's awesome. It's very rare that companies do that nowadays.
I know.
But yeah, like I've been getting all my friends to play it. Like my friends have been getting me to play it. Literally last night, I was talking to a buddy about it. He logs on after he got home from work. He hits me up on Discord and he already bought the game and we just started playing. I was like, yo, I didn't have to do any convincing. Like you just started playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fun. It's a game that's bringing a lot of people together. There's a lot of teamwork, a lot of camaraderie with it. And the community seems like really wholesome, at least like the parts of the community that I'm seeing. Like a lot of people are wanting to get together and like defend Super Earth in a very like satirical / like sarcastic way, but also in a non-sarcastic way because they just want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun. It's such a fun game. I love Helldivers 2 right now. And I encourage you, if you haven't tried it yet or are interested in playing it, just check it out. Steam sale's coming up probably. Summer sale's coming up. That's the big summer sale, the big Steam sale.
For sure.
So it'll probably go like maybe 10-15% off in the Steam store. So check it out. It's great. It's only for PlayStation and PC right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And all things considered, it's a fairly cheap game. I think I saw that it was only $40 to buy, especially for a new game that's really rare. So $40 is expensive, of course, because we're all broke in this inflated economy. But all things considered, that's a good deal for just a fun game.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
But I've seen so many videos on it, and I have a lot of coworkers playing it right now as well.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I think that it's one of those games that a lot of people will be playing for a while because they're constantly updating it. The devs know that there are people that are enjoying this game. So
can't wait to
see where the rest of the game goes.
We're going to talk about the only game that Jeremy and I ever play simultaneously.
Yep.
Which is the latest Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
So to preface this game, if you had not played any previous games, the only game I would recommend you to play would be the one before it, Yakuza Like a Dragon. I would say please play that one so you understand who Ichi is as a character.
Yes, 100%.
And that game is a very self-contained story with a lot of outward elements from previous games. But to get the full experience, you really need to play Zero through Like a Dragon. Zero through Yakuza Like a Dragon. Because there's just so many like callbacks and details that you're going to be missing out on. And plus, like, we don't even go back to Kamurocho anymore, like, in the game, in any of the future games. So it's like you're missing this whole other map that was home for a lot of us for so long. And I feel like, you know, people should go back and play those games. Mind you, these games are 80 to 100 hour plus games. So obviously no one has that time anymore. But, you know, at least try. Start from Zero. That's all I ask. You don't have to play Isshin. You don't have to play the Judgment games, although I really recommend that you do.
I highly recommend you play Judgment, though. Whoa.
Judgment, come on, Hotboy Summer, let's go, let's go.
Some of the best of the Yakuza Like a Dragon franchise.
Oh, yeah. So Infinite Wealth is the newest game in the series. You once again play as our boy, Ichiban Kasuga, and you run around Yokohama and a new area, Honolulu,
yes,
specifically Waikiki, a place I am very, very familiar with. I was not born there, but I went there a lot as a kid, have a lot of family there. And I was really, really, really excited to see that. And it did not disappoint, I have to say.
Didn't disappoint at all.
I have had a lot of fun running around, pointing out like landmarks and seeing what they got right, things they had to embellish. And it's fantastic. It's so cool. And you play as Ichi, you're running around these places. I don't want to say too much about the story for those that haven't played it yet, but all I want to say is that Ichi has to go to Hawaii for a very, very important and specific reason. And he ends up meeting up with the previous protagonist, Kazuma Kiryu, and you have to team up and you have to complete Ichi's goal while also trying to figure out what Kiryu is doing there. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Lisa and I are probably going to be doing a Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth spoiler cast in the future. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But, Lisa, what are your thoughts and impressions so far of the game?
Now, before I get into that, I wanted to ask you, before I get into my thoughts, I wanted to ask, are you aware that Matsumoto Shaved Ice is doing special Yakuza Like a Dragon merch?
1,000% yes. I saw it. I follow them on Instagram. I want them. I want their merch, but at the same time, I don't need it. I have way too much fucking clothing as it is.
I totally bought a shirt, and I have no regrets, and I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Is it shipped already?
Because what happened was sick. I saw the announcement, And I with no context, because Infinite Wealth wasn't out yet, I was like, holy shit,
yeah.
I got to get one of these shirts. Completely sold out the first when I Damn. Saw it. Like, they had Damn. Limited availability. It wasn't there. And then they just restocked, and I got it 2 days ago, and it shipped. I have a nice. Tracking. So if you need a sweatshirt or a shirt, go get one. It's I'm so excited to get the shirts. And the,
that's awesome.
And you know what's funny? I'm not at the part of the game that yet that would of when we even go to Matsumoto Shaved Ice, but I still got it because it's amazing. And just Ichiban has a snow cone with him. It's like it's amazing. But
yeah, shout out to. Haleiva, shout out to Matsumoto's.
Yes.
Y'all are awesome. Thanks. It's so cool that you guys did this collab. I mean, if you go to the game, Matsumoto's is in Waikiki, when in reality it's actually up north in the Haleiva area. But
yes,
it's really cool that they included it. Like, it's
it
pretty
is.
One-to-one.
It's awesome. I love it. I'm having such a good time with this game. I will say, I found, because right now I'm somewhere in chapter 4. I don't know where, if I'm in the I'm still in the beginning or in the middle or close to the end, but currently in Hawaii at this point. This already in the first 3 chapters, there's a lot of things happening. Like,
yeah.
Like, for example, our crew of Adachi, Seiko-chan and Nanba, we start off the game in Ijincho, and there that whole chapter has a lot going on with just all of them going out, other things going out, if you know what I mean. And and also I think what surprised me the most is how it brought up an interesting political topic of just
yeah.
If you are a Yakuza and you're no longer serving in the Yakuza, if you ever have that on your record, it's going to taint your job prospects no matter what. Even if you're reformed, even if you have a family, even if you don't do anything anymore, no one's going to give you a job. And they kind of cover that topic, which I found very interesting and, you know, just something I never thought about before. But I think that's what makes these Yakuza games interesting, is you got a lot of ridiculousness, you got a lot of Yakuza business going on, but then there's some sort of social message of relating to Japanese culture and society that, you know, I'm not privy to, obviously, but they cover it, and it's really interesting what we've seen so far, at least in Infinite Wealth.
Yeah. To touch upon that, Alisa, I feel like there's a lot of parallels to reality. Like, there isn't a big Yakuza law like that in Japan. Like, that's very strict like that. There are a lot of anti-Yakuza laws, but the Yakuza are unfortunately or fortunately a big part of modern society in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Their presence isn't as big as before, but it's interesting to see how the biggest factions dissolved, which in reality they did not, and for the actual big factions in Japanese real Yakuza did not dissolve, but if it did happen, like, what would happen? And so that question kind of gets played into with Infinite Wealth, and yeah, it's interesting to see how all these people want to find a job but they can't, because they're like, oh, I literally have a history, like a dark history where I did bad things and people don't want to hire me. And I'm like, wow, Ichi's out there doing the good work. He literally wants to help people and save people.
He is.
You know, he can only do so much.
Yeah. Dude, it's so interesting just how Kiryu, you know, now he's like this grandpa character, which, Jeremy, I don't even think Kiryu's that old, but he has gray hair. Like,
and he's still fucking hot. I'm like, God, you're so hot.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
Yeah, he's still buff. He's got to be taking steroids at this point. He, like, how does he look like that with his age? And he's so calm, cool, collected, and for a lot of his character is just he doesn't do anything, but everything comes to him. Where in contrast, Ichiban's character, he's really down on his luck a lot in the narrative, and just he's just trying his best, and his best isn't good enough. I like how with these two, like, you know, these two characters are different in that regard, and it, which is good, because, you know, Yagami, Kiryu, and Ichiban are all different types of characters. So I think that's what makes a lot of these games really fun, and you're always playing something different. So seeing these two together in Hawaii is a lot of fun. And I will say, I wasn't expecting it to kind of happen like pretty early in the game, but yeah, here we are. And for people, for anyone who was curious how the combat was going to be, we are still in the turn-based combat. I was wondering what was going to happen with these two being protagonists. And very much, they've turned Kiryu's turn-based, brawler combat into a turn-based system. And they, you go through a tutorial, you understand how to switch between them, but you're still doing turn-based, which I find interesting. I don't have a strong opinion on it so far. I'm one of those people that I like the turn-based combat of Like a Dragon. I don't mind it at all. And it's because I play games like that, that this is not necessarily a big deal to me. But do you have a strong opinion about Kiryu's battle system now being turn-based?
I don't, honestly, because I knew that this game would be turn-based. So I just played The Man with No, Like a Dragon, The Man Who Erased His Name.
That and one so I didn't play yet, but I will play after this one.
Yeah, no, take your time. That's like, it's honestly, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like filler.
I mean,
literally anime filler episodes.
For the record, the whole concept is filler. It's what has he been doing
he's dead. I care. Right, exactly. Like, I care, and I think the story is compelling so far, but I'm just like, you're literally in the shadow of Infinite Wealth. Like, it's just weird marketing strategy for me that they released one game in November and then another game in January.
Yeah.
I'm like, you literally only had like 2.5 months to play this. Like, what? Like, okay, I guess.
They're usually good at spacing out their games too.
They are. Like, Ishin was in February last year, and mm-hmm. then Man Who Erased His Name was in November. I'm like, that's perfect. That's such perfect timing. But yeah, I mean, going from a brawler real-time combat strategy to RTS, I feel like, or not RTS, to a turn-based, I feel like I knew what I was getting into, because it's Ichi's game at the heart of it, right? But then, you know, Kiryu's also the protagonist. And I did read somewhere that there would be real-time combat for specifically Kiryu later on in the game. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that's going to be or what that's going to look like yet, because I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
But I do know that is a thing, and I think it's a thing, if I was reading that correctly from like an official Ryuga Gotoku post, but I don't know. We'll see. But right now, I don't have a strong opinion. My opinion is the same as when I played the first Ichi game, Yakuza Like a Dragon, which is, it was fine, it's fun, and you know, this is what we have now, and either, if you like it, that's great. If you hate it, well, this is what you have, and you can't change it. So enjoy the game for what it is, and keep playing it.
Exactly.
It's a fun story.
Yeah, it's a really fun story. And let's, a real quick prediction, because I think both of us are on Chapter 4 still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Are you on Chapter 5?
Wait, I'm on Chapter, like, almost at the end of Chapter 3, basically.
Oh, okay.
Without going into too specific details, I fought somebody in a bar, a very important character in a bar.
Okay, got it.
That's where it ended for me. So
okay.
Anything past that, I have no idea.
Okay, cool. Let's do a character prediction. AG, do you think AG is a good, bad, or neutral character?
AG?
The guy on the plane.
Oh, you know, I think he's a bad person. I think he's a bad character.
Okay.
Or at least he's like tied to some bad things.
So this is the part where, I question either if he is downright bad but I don't necessarily think he's the baddie of the game, if that makes sense. Like, I think...
Yes.
Like, I think that he's not going to be the main antagonist, but I still think he's bad, but maybe has a propensity to change, but I'm also not sure either where we're going specifically with his character. He just seems like such a random character, and for people playing, you meet this character named Edgy, it's one of those meetings where you have no strong opinion yet whether he's going to be good or bad in that moment, but just the fact that Ichiban and Edgy met means that he's going to be relevant in some way to the game in the future.
Right. What I've learned from playing this game is that anybody you meet or spend an extended amount of time talking to that looks like they're going to be an important character, I'm always hella sus about, unless we already know who they are. You know?
That's
like,
true.
Adachi, Namba, we know they're fine.
Yeah.
Eiji, Eric, Chitose, I'm like, y'all are kind of sus. Yeah. You know, you don't know. Like, it's you true. Don't know. I specifically tried to stay away from promotional art, promotional material, just so that I could be kind of in the dark when playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
I follow the RGG Studio West account on Instagram, but I don't try to look at all their posts.
Same.
Because I don't want to be spoiled, because I want to enjoy. This is one of those few games where I'm trying not to use a guide as much as possible, because I want to explore and get into like shenanigans and see what's up. You know, like walking around the northern area of Waikiki, there's a kid selling lemonade. I'm like, yo, that's random. That's cool. It's very Yakuza. Yes. Very like a dragon. So things like that, I want to get into and like explore on my own and figure out. So yeah, going back to it, I agree with you. I think he's really important, but how important on which side, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen.
I agree. I'm in line with your prediction of, I think he will be a bad character, but I don't think he is the main bad character. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
One side note about AG, without spoiling anything, there's a part where AG helps you, and it turns out that he's from, when you first meet Eiji, he tells you he's born in Hawaii and he's from Hawaii. And you're like, oh, that's cool. And then he helps you in a way from some danger from another person that is also born and raised in Hawaii. But the way they speak English tells me that they're not from Hawaii. That really bothered me. I don't know if you noticed that, Elisa.
You know, but I kind of want to watch that cut.
Cracking up so hard.
I want to watch that cutscene again, because do you think, and this is what makes things interesting with this game being the first time we're not in Japan. Do you, so let's do another prediction. Do you think it's because they're lying and it's relevant to the storyline, or do you think this is bad localization?
I think they're actually from Hawaii, but they hired actors and voice actors.
Yes.
And I'm saying actors because they're using likenesses, who are Japanese from Japan. But of course, they have to portray Japanese people in Hawaii.
Yes.
And anytime Japanese media portrays Japanese people in Hawaii, they make it seem like 99% of the people in Hawaii are Japanese or speak Japanese. Without spoiling again, there's a character in a food truck that goes from speaking perfect English to pretty much fluent Japanese, and that threw me off. I was like, okay. And like, you know, if you've been to Hawaii, if you've been to Waikiki specifically, you will know that there is a huge Japanese presence. Pre-pandemic, oh my god, Japanese people everywhere. A lot of tourists, obviously. And in the 80s, a lot of Japanese people were buying up properties and vacationing hard in Hawaii, because of the economic bubble that was happening in Japan at the time. When the bubble crashed, all these Japanese people still owned these properties, and so they're still making money, and yet the presence was always there. I mean, the presence has been there for a long time, since like the 1910s, when plantations would hire Japanese, Portuguese, Chinese, Filipino workers and have them go out to the sugarcane fields and help pick sugarcane, what have you. So, yeah, I mean, Japanese people have always had this long association with Hawaii. but there's like a few movies I've watched personally that are set in Waikiki, and they're only Japanese people, and they don't show any almost no like non-Japanese people in the movie. I'm like, what is this? What are these lies? So seeing that cutscene of those two characters saying we're from Hawaii and they're speaking English with like the thickest broken accents ever, I just couldn't help but laugh.
Yes,
because I was like, okay. And to also go off of that, in the beginning of the game, there's like parts where people are speaking English and then they're speaking Japanese, and in specifically in the subtitles,
oh,
it says
I know what part you're talking about.
Speaking English, right? And then I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then in like non-brackets, they're speaking Japanese. I'm like, okay, that makes perfect sense. As the game goes on, everybody speaks Japanese. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, what race you are, everybody speaks Japanese. I'm like, what is going on? Like it's like pick one or the other, you know, like. A lot of my immersion was lost, but maybe I'm just being too nitpicky because I love Hawaii and I love this game. But then, like, you know, as I'm, like, taking my segue down Kalakaua, I'm, like, looking left and right, and I'm like, what are you looking at, shithead? Like, you know, shit like that. And then I get out, and they're like, anata no namae wa nan desu ka? I'm like, what is happening? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's this weird mix of culture. That's like my whole gripe about the game right now. It's gonna subside. Trust me. I'm gonna forget all about this. I'm gonna keep it in the back of my mind, but I'm gonna do my best to forget all about this because I want to enjoy the game.
Live
but
in suspended like belief.
I know, but it's hard to because like I know Waikiki so well.
Yes.
That I just know that there aren't that many Japanese people like doing that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And like Kiri and Ichiban always run into people that speak Japanese. Of course, it's for this game is meant for a Japanese audience with a global audience in mind.
True.
But you go to a place in the game that where English is the native language, your freaking currency turns from yen into USD when you land at the airport. So you're expected to speak English or what have you. And, you know, here Ichiban goes around going, Aloha, you know, he does that whole thing. And yes. I'm like, that's cool. And the only time I ever heard somebody from Hawaii that I knew was from Hawaii was when you go to a taxi cab and the guy's like, hey, brother, where are you trying to go? I'm like, oh, my God, that is so Hawaiian. Like, that's so cool. I feel immersed. But outside of that, I'm just like, man, everybody's speaking Japanese, but we're in Hawaii. This is weird. Weird cross-cultural shock.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's my whole rant, Alisa.
No.
That's all I had to say.
This is the stuff we love to complain about, by the way.
It's like so minor too. Yes. Like I'm not even talking about the gameplay. This is just like the localization of the entire game.
I will say, which can go into a later topic when we have more time to discuss. I was very curious how they were going to treat speaking English in the game, and I have noticed little bits of that too, where it doesn't seem like the people were born in Japan. And to your point, this is a Japanese game and it is targeted towards a Japanese audience, so obviously it's not going, you know, that's not going to change. I am curious, are you doing the English audio or Japanese audio?
I'm doing Japanese audio.
I'm curious if I just did it like when I next time I play tonight, if I did a quick switch to the English audio, if all of a sudden just everyone, you know, has like the most American accents, every single person.
Oh yeah, that's a great question, because I don't know if you've noticed, but when you're walking around like busy areas and there's NPCs, they're like, oh, maybe we should do this. Like, I don't know about that. Like, you know, you hear like the background chatter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's real. Because like, there's a lot of non-Japanese people walking around. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yes.
But then when you talk to them, they're like, oh, like, konnichiwa. I'm like, god damn. You tricked me. Or if you go to like the cashiers at like ABC, or if you go to like any of the restaurants, they're like, hello. Or like, aloha. You know, they say it like that.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, okay, that's realistic. But if it's an important NPC, they just break out in Japanese. And I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing here. Come on, Eric, translate. And Eric's like speaking English with a broken accent. I'm like, you're really not from Hawaii, bro. Like, if you were from here, you would be so bilingual. It'd be crazy.
It's so accurate, though. Okay, I'm going to play a chapter of the game with the English, and I'm going to get back to you on how it sounds.
Okay, I might do that too.
Yeah.
I'll let you know as well. And we'll come back and start laughing.
Yeah, we'll take
we'll
notes.
Come back and record an episode.
Yes.
And just be like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But for me, overall, the game is a lot of fun. I'm
Love
having
it.
A great time playing it. The characters are always fun, interesting. All the sub stories are so fun. My favorite mini game right now is the crazy food delivery game.
Yes.
I love that game.
Love
it's
that.
Like a lot of elements of Crazy Taxi because, you know, Sega made Crazy Taxi and I'm like, this is great.
That's awesome.
Was it called Crazy Delivery? Like Crazy Delivery. You know that voice.
I feel like I eventually with that delivery game, it's going to be like the trash collecting game in Jincho where I before I know it, I'm spending 5 hours playing the game and maxing it out. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen to me. I'm just going to, in one single weekend, I'm going to finish the whole thing.
Yep. And that's usually how it went. Like for when we were playing Yakuza 0, we would like focus on like the Cabaret Club game, for example, and just like play it all day. We're like, oh shit, there's a story? Hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know that there is a mini game called Dondoko Island. I have no idea what it is, but I already know that I'm going to be so obsessed with it that I'm just not going to play anything else. I'm like, oh yeah, there's a real game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just the mini game in the game.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that whenever it comes out. No idea. But yeah, so it's a fun game so far. I'm going to keep playing it. I just need some more time to sit down and actually enjoy
it. Of course.
I've been so busy with work.
Per usual.
Yeah, it's always a story.
Always a story. But I am excited to next time we talk, if we're like we're past like maybe like chapter 7, like just to see how everything's developed. That'll be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So any other stuff that you're playing or any other comments you want to make about Infinite Wealth?
Nope, that's it for now. We'll see what happens. I'm curious if everyone comes to Hawaii. And then
yeah,
and
same.
Like that's my one thing. It's because obviously, you know, I want to play with Seiko and Adachi and Namba too. Would be fun if there was. I'm just curious. What is the reason they all come to Hawaii? Because they're gonna come with some ridiculous reason. And you know what, Jeremy? I'm gonna accept it because.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna be like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah,
exactly.
I love this series. It's always a good time. So,
yep, it's a game that never fails to deliver. Like, there's always something going on.
Exactly. But yeah, that's all we got for now with what we're playing. Really weird situation with the gaming industry because the news of the week is. There's so many video game layoffs now that we're out of this pandemic, but like obviously things are saturated, but it didn't feel like video games were as saturated as say like streaming, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like which that's also going through changes and everything, but I'm really shocked because these video game layoffs are straight up like 10% of the company is being laid off type of layoffs, which is crazy. And it's a lot of engineers that are being laid off too. So really unfortunate. And, you know, it just kind of sucks. Like, and another thing is it's weird because I don't even know what direction we're going to go in because Jeremy, I don't know if you saw the EA Games layoff, but they're not going to work on licensed IP anymore, or that's what they announced in their press release. So I think,
right,
for example, like that would Star Wars counts under that, which they canceled the Star Wars game. Honestly, wild. I think the NFL falls under that too, because I think EA Games is Madden. I don't think the Sims is that falls under that because the Sims is original EA, or it's Maxis, but you know, that's their IP, they're not licensing it. So
Right.
And so we'll see what happens. And then also on Sony, Sony's side, the whole London studio was laid off, and Insomniac Games had to have a bunch of layoffs too. So it's all just unfortunate, and you know, just everyone look out for each other, and if there's, you know, job openings, just share them as is. And yeah, hopefully things get better, because the economy's not that great right now.
Yeah, and because all this talent is being released into the world, there's a large pool of people that are vying for the same jobs.
Exactly.
And it's a tough job market, and it's just a terrible economy. So if there's anybody out there that needs help, you know, like we're not business people, and we're not recruiters at all, but like, you know, there's a lot of ways to get help to find jobs, and just keep trying. You know, like, I know that this is hard advice to hear, but just keep trying, doing your best, applying, and you'll find something soon. All right.
That was not the best video game news section we've ever had on this podcast.
Yeah,
but hopefully the next time we have an episode, it'll be so much better.
Yeah, we've covered things like this before, but this is probably one of the worst times to do it, since it was last year earlier that this happened, and of course now recently that all these companies are deciding to let go of people in like large numbers.
Exactly.
All right, should we end on comments real quick, just to brighten up the mood?
Yeah, I love this comment, by the way. Like, it brings me so much joy, Jeremy.
All right, so this comment is from our YouTube channel. Shout out to Chariot Goblin. And Chariot Goblin says, 4 hours ago at the recording of this podcast, so this is pretty fresh. Chariot Goblin says, hope you're both doing well. Been a while. You know, Chariot Goblin, we're doing fine.
Yes.
Thank you. We're surviving. We're surviving. Thank you for checking in with us. We really appreciate that.
I feel like it was fate that Jeremy and I were going to record this episode a week ago. Like, we had this planned already, and then Chariot Goblin just happened to post on the day that we were recording the episode for the first time in 10 months. So, and Chariot Goblin is a very dedicated listener and huge Yakuza fan as well. So it was all meant to be, Jeremy.
Yep. Totally agree with you there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so thank you for your comment, Cherry Goblin. Again, we're doing well. We're doing okay. And new episodes coming soon. 4, 3, 4, and 5 are coming out soon. This is episode 5.
Yes.
It'll be out when it's out.
3 and 4 are going to be fun episodes. They were all side quests that were recorded about vacation trips before the two of us were just unable to record for quite some time. So that'll be those will be good buffer episodes, good fillers. As they say.
Yeah. Good filler episodes.
Good filler episodes. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. If you would like to leave a comment, just like Chariot Goblin did, you can go to our website, which is restherepodcast.com. It'll redirect you to our Podbean, which is now our main site. You can listen to all our episodes there. You can also email us, restherepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's restherepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to comment on any one of our Podbean episodes. I'll read those. You can join our Discord community. If you go to the Rest Here Podcast website, you can go to the top and click on Pages, and then go to leave us a you can go to Contact, and it'll take you to the page where it tells you all the places you can follow us. So click on the link to join our Discord there. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll read it on the podcast. And you can also comment on any of our YouTube videos, and it'll automatically ping us, and we'll be able to read your comment on the next podcast. So those are the ways. Let us know if you have any comments or questions. We love listening to you guys, reading your comments or questions.
Yeah.
It's great. It's awesome to know. It's still a really cool thing that Elisa and I do this, and that we get people from around the world asking us these cool things and wanting to know more about our lives, but also wanting to know our opinions on things.
Exactly. We're glad to be all back.
Right. We're back. We're so fucking back.
We are so back.
Next episode, we'll let you guys know. It'll just drop, and you'll be like, wow, there's another episode.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah, like, Exactly. Yes. That's our motto around here. Yep. It's going to be a good time. You know, feel free to also just ping us on the Discord channel. Yes. We're always around. We're just quiet because we're busy.
Yes.
That's all. Everyone's busy with their lives. But for us in particular, it's hard to do this and do all the extracurricular things that we have going on in our lives with Elise's busy work schedule and traveling. And for me, just like my crazy back-to-back schedules every week. So, I encourage you guys to reach out if you have any questions. Doesn't have to be on any of those things. Just let us know what's up.
Exactly.
And we'll get back to you.
Yes. Jeremy, I hope you have a great time watching Dune 2.
Thank you. I know it's going to be good. I've only heard good things, but that's where it stopped. I don't want to know any more from anybody else. I just want to watch.
Exactly.
I already know it's going to be fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Yes. See ya.